We now turn our attention to a weight loss company making some fat profits. The company is Nutrisystems, NTRI, on the NASDAQ, and the stock is up 18 times in value over the last 12 months. Here to tell us a bit more about it is Motley Fool analyst Stephen Simpson. He joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Stephen, you wrote about Nutrisystems this week. We just mentioned the stock up an amazing 18 times in value recently. The stock graph basically looks like a straight line from lower left to upper right. What is going on?
Well, what you're seeing now is the impact of some decisions that new management made a few years ago, which transitioned the company largely to a virtual firm in the sense that they take orders for their food, but they don't make the food. They have third parties do that. They get a lot of their sales through QVC, and so they get a lot of profits, but they don't really have to worry about high infrastructure anymore. And their marketing is just really come along. They spent a grand total of about $1.3 million in marketing in 2002, and they have increased that many, many, many fold since then, and it's really paying off.
QVC, people are watching that channel?
I guess so.
Stephen, how about stocks in the diet and health industry a little bit more broadly that you might be looking at for potential investment?
Sure. Now, Nutrisystems certainly does not have this market to itself. They're actually a smaller player. The big daddy in the space is Weight Watchers, who's been around for about 42 years. Now, this is a great cash flow company, but I'm not so sure it's a great investment. It looks a little expensive, has a lot of debt, and quite frankly, they had a terrible year last year, and so the numbers are going to start looking a little better, but it's a little bit deceiving. Another one I think to look at, not really your typical kind of diet company thought, is Sanofi Aventis. It's the French drug company. They have a drug coming out soon called Acomplia that looks to be a very, very promising drug for weight loss. And we all know people would much rather take a pill than hit the exercise bike or treadmill.
Give me that name one more time.
Sanofi Aventis, ticker symbol SNY, which I also happen to own.
Mm.
And also Johnson & Johnson, which I also own. These guys, again, aren't your typical obesity or diet play, but they do have some technology in bariatric surgery, which is a weight loss surgery, and they also have a very successful diabetes franchise, and unfortunately, if you stay obese for too long, diabetes becomes a very real health risk for you.
Excellent. Stephen, as we close, how about a few stocks that you think may be on the losing end if, and it's a big if, Americans shape up more?
Well, I think if that happens, then, you know, there's a great market for flying pigs. I just don't see it being too likely. And when I think about that, you know, I don't think food stocks are where you want to look for problems. Krispy Kreme was hurt by bad management, not by Atkins. And McDonald's is doing just fine. The only companies that I could really see being at risk if people do get in better shape would be companies like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, which is not publicly traded, or Nutrisystem, because if you're losing weight on your own, you won't be using these guys.
Mm. Stephen Simpson is an analyst on The Motley Fool. You can read his take each day throughout the week at fool.com. Stephen, thank you very much for your perspective.
Thank you.